Welcome to Writing and Publishing with Dumb Old Bob. Thanks for joining us for this episode. Let's get started. Several years ago, I began working on a presentation for a variety of reasons that ultimately became You May Never Get Published, Horror Stories and Thoughts to Help You Try Anyway. And it's that presentation of mine that became the foundation for Writing and Publishing with Dumb Old Bob and this podcast. Two ideas in this whole process of getting to a podcast have been scarier than a lot of the others. First, developing the material, and second, the interaction involved. Let's say my workshop is built as a 75-minute presentation. There are places that may prefer I only speak for about an hour, and there are some that will allow for it to go a little bit longer. A handful want to know if, instead of an overall generalized idea on publishing, is there a way I could focus on a specific portion of the process? And in those cases, an evening can move from looking over the publishing world in general into a detailed discussion about topics such as financial realities, press releases and media kits, agents, finding places on doing signings and readings. A podcast isn't too different when it comes to setting up an outline of what's going to happen and breaking down segments. What is different is how each episode might stand on its own. There were a lot of considerations that I was giving to putting the material into some type of order, setting up an agenda, setting up a progression for episodes and topics. And it ended up with an introduction and a question and answer segment becoming the first two episodes. The material went on a bit longer than I might use in a presentation at a bookshop, but I think they set up a decent atmosphere for us. And when I kind of went over them, I realized what was happening with the second scary part of this process, the interaction. See, when I'm speaking in a library and someone asks me a question, I can quickly shift into what that person is asking me. I can move fairly quickly into topics that might be specific questions, specific concerns for the attendees. It doesn't work the same way in a podcast episode. The old joke about writing is that if you want to explain how hard it is to someone, tell them what it must be like to write a joke, tell the punchline, and then wait a year to see if anyone laughs. There's an immediacy, a raised hand, an ability to shift topics that just isn't the same when you move from an in-person live presentation to a podcast. And that is what's been creating some of the headaches, fun, challenges, and excitement for me as I move along. This third episode is the final one designed to set the stage. It's the last one I'm coming up with for putting together notes, organizing desks and chairs for use, and setting the stage for the event. In this case, I've got four sections that are going to explain what you can expect from the first season of Writing and Publishing with Dumb Old Bob. Each section will give a quick overview of an area we're going to be hitting on with episodes as this first season moves along. The first area I want to cover involves you. See, if there's something that you want to see covered, something that you have questions about, I want to make sure that we investigate that information. It may involve material that I cover, and it may involve something where we have to go out together and find the answers. But I want to make sure if something's important to you, you understand that it's important to me. I just said interaction is a huge part of what I look for from any appearance. So if you have questions or suggestions, I want to hear them. And here's how you can find me. My online home is the Backpack website. That's In My Backpack, and you can find it at inmybackpack.com. I have no clue how the site might be designed over upcoming years. We've got plans right now to do some renovations and remodeling to the site. What I can say is there will always be some way of passing along information to me presented, usually an email, and at some point likely a form. Another option for you to explore is social media. We have Dumb Old Bob pages on several platforms, and we look for messages and comments from you all the time. If you have questions, want to see something covered that we haven't checked out, have comments or thoughts, or just want to say hello, send something along. Your input may adjust things from time to time. I might double back on a topic. I could add a new episode in or put together a bonus episode of some sort. You're a very important part of this adventure. For the most part, this season is being designed around three segments. First, an overview of the literary world. Second, the process of writing a book. And third, what to do once the book is done. Here's what to expect from the overview. In the beginning. Kidding there, kind of. We're not going back to any real beginning, but this is something that goes back a long time. Decades ago, the publishing world was essentially divided into two areas, traditional publishing and self-publishing. Traditional was the wing that included queries and agents and editors and publishing houses. Self-publishing involved the author making all of the arrangements. It was something of a simpler time when it came to definitions, as the difference between the two areas only involved who paid for the book to be printed. As we get started, the first big section of episodes will look at the publishing world then, and more importantly, the publishing world now. We'll talk about topics like print-on-demand and electronic books. We'll examine services and efforts offered by different companies. We'll examine terms like vanity publishing. Other topics in our first wave of episodes will include finances and discussions about money. We'll look at agents, along with editors and designers and all sorts of people that can help you with the process. We'll discuss whether or not you need any of these people, how to best look for them, and what to expect from them. None of us have the exact same point of view when it comes to our world of writing. There are going to be ideas we do need to share in order to have a discussion, and ways to separate definitions that are fixed in place from the interpretations and opinions. We're going to start by looking over the industry and how all of us fit into it. So, how does a book get written and printed? Well, it's easy. Someone has an idea, that idea gets written into a narrative, the narrative gets reviewed and cleaned up a bit, and then the final version is printed. Voila, a book. Any writer that has gone through the process, though, can tell you those may be the steps. It's not that basic and simple. The second segment of episodes will feature the process of writing a book, but there is a catch. I'm approaching this material assuming you already know how to write. I'm not telling you how to write. I've already said many times that every project is different, and I already know that my next book, even if it involves the same themes and categories of material, is the same length, and in all definable ways behaves the same as other projects of mine. It will still not be exactly the same process for me. And that's me not knowing what I'm working on. I have no idea what you're working on. And the result is that we'll be touching on some elements of writing, and more specifically writing a book. More often, however, we'll be walking through the process, discussing ideas of things you should be considering, elements you should be scheduling or at least watching as they develop, and how to bring everything together. We'll go through that. Have a concept, write it out, polish it a bit, print it, stages, as the framework in these episodes, but we're going to shine a spotlight on different areas that often, at least from a writer's focus, hide in the background. How do you set up appearances? How do you contact libraries and bookstores? What is a media kit? How do you use a media kit? is advertising ever worth the expense? The third section of episodes is going to be a catch-all. This is where we'll wander off into considerations that have everything to do with your book release and professional endeavors and nothing to do with your book itself. That media kit is an example. The base of a media kit usually consists of a press release, author photo, and cover image. You can expand it from there. You can include sample chapters or excerpts from the book you're promoting. Maybe you add in a fact sheet. We're going to talk about all that stuff. We'll also add in some pointers about how to keep your media kit fresh and prepared so that you can respond quickly to any special needs that might come around. We're also going to look at some ideas about what it means to be professional, not completely or by some textbook definition of professionalism, but why it matters to be kind, to be grateful for all of your interactions, and to use something of a formal appearance as you initially approach others. This segment is going to be where we package everything together, where we don't focus just on the literary world or the book, but anything that you may need to know that's part of the process of writing, publishing, and marketing your book. The introduction is done. That's it for this third episode of Writing and Publishing with Dumb Old Bob. Next up, some history and thoughts on the publishing world. Been listening to Writing and Publishing with Dumb Old Bob. This podcast is brought to you by Parkside Backpack Productions in partnership with In My Backpack. To learn more about me, this podcast, and my writing, visit the In My Backpack site today at inmybackpack.com. I was assisted in the development of the podcast by Justin Gillen, Jay Gillen, and Karen Chapel. Justin is a phenomenal musician, and he wrote, played, and recorded all of the music we use on our podcasts. Jay is an extremely talented artist that has been delivering great work on projects with me for quite some time. In addition to all of his designs and efforts for Dumb Old Bob, he also created the iconic logo for In My Backpack. Karen is a creative, motivated, thoughtful woman that has been delivering countless exceptional technical results and ideas for our productions and has been a driving force in bringing our podcasts to reality. And while I would love to take all of the credit, the truth is, if you are enjoying the Dumb Old Bob podcasts, the talents and contributions of these three are playing a significant role in us being able to accomplish that. I invite you to send along your questions, suggestions, and comments. We have pages on several social media sites for Dumb Old Bob, and you can also reach us by sending along an email. Thanks for stopping in for this episode, and check in with us again soon. Backpackville, we're all friends here. Until the next time, have a great day.